We have all thought from time to time about what it means to be a parent. Whether it's before the birth of your first child, during a toddler meltdown, or during a fight at the dinner table over your child not eating his or her peas, we have all once thought, "Am I doing this right?" Many of us refer to books and the internet, or we talk to friends and family for advice and support. Most of us just want to be reassured that we are, in fact, doing things the right way. But have you ever considered what the right way is? Where do we get our ideas about the right way of parenting? If you go to Italy, you will see children eating dinner at 9 p.m. and running around in restaurants until almost midnight. In Norway, babies are regularly left outside in minus 20-degree weather to sleep. And in Belgium, kids are allowed to drink beer. To us, some of these behaviors seem bizarre, but to these parents, it is the right way. These implicit, taken-for-granted ideas we have about how to raise our children are what Sarah Harkness, a professor of human development at the University of Connecticut, calls parental ethnotheories. She has studied this phenomenon for decades across cultures, and what she has found is that these intrinsic beliefs about the right way to parent are so ingrained in our society that it's almost impossible to see them objectively. For us, it just seems to be the way things are. And so most of us have thought about what it means to be a parent, but have you ever thought about what it means to be an American parent? About how the American glasses we wear color our ability to see what the right way is? What if we were to take those glasses off for a moment? What would we see? If we stood back and looked at the U.S. from a distance, what would our impression be? An epidemic of stress. For years, we have seen a growing problem with people's happiness level across the board in the United States. Antidepressant use went up 400% between 2005 and 2008, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. Children are being diagnosed with and prescribed medication for a growing number of psychological disorders, some with no clear-cut method of diagnosis. In 2010 alone, there were at least 5.2 million children between the ages of 3 and 17 taking Ritalin for attention deficit disorder. We are fighting obesity and early onset of puberty, or precocious puberty as it is now called. Girls and boys as young as 7 and 8 are getting injected with hormone shots to stop puberty. Most of us don't even question this as strange. Rather, it's just the way things are. My daughter is getting the shot. One mother recently rattled off nonchalantly about her 8-year-old, who she thought was hitting puberty too soon. Many parents are excessively competitive with themselves, with their children, and with other parents without even realizing it. Of course, not all people are like this, nor do they want to be, but they can also feel pressured living in this competitive culture. The language surrounding them can be intense and challenging, putting people on the defensive. "Kim is just amazing at soccer. The coach says she is one of the best on the team, but she is still managing straight A's despite soccer, karate, and swimming. I don't know how she does it. What about Olivia? How is she doing?" We feel pressure to perform, for our kids to perform, to do well in school, and fulfill our idea of what a successful kid should be, what a successful parent should be. Stress levels are often high, and we feel judged by others and by ourselves. Part of this is human nature, and part of it is what it is to be American. What is pushing us as a society to perform and compete and be successful to a standard that ultimately doesn't seem to be making us very happy as adults? What if some of the answers we have for raising our kids, our parental norms, are flawed? What if we discovered that the glasses we were wearing had the wrong prescription, and we weren't able to see things as clearly as we thought? We would change the lenses, correcting our vision, and look again at our world. Lo and behold, we'd find that things do look different. By trying to see things from a new perspective, with new lenses, the question arises naturally: is there a better way?